Bobby. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I want to know who Sue is.
It's all right, Dave. I won't say a word. I remember our agreement.
What agreement?
It's only Bobby's fun. Have you bought your mummy a Christmas present yet, Bobby?
No, not yet. I'm still a couple of bob short.
Oh, well, here's a couple of bob for you now. Run inside and have a piece of Mum's Christmas cake, eh?
Thanks, Dave. Needn't worry. I won't say anything.
Oh, wait a minute, Bobby. Hey, who was Sue?
Oh, Sue? She wasn't anyone.
Bobby, tell me what you mean.
Oh, Sue was just a girl. See you later, Mabel. Glad that you're back. Goodbye. I don't want to miss the Christmas cake.
Bobby, come here.
Don't call him back, Mabel. What was I saying when they arrived?
Dave, you're keeping something from me.
Oh, of course I'm not, Mabel.
Why did you give Bobby a couple of shillings?
Oh, well, he wants to buy a Christmas present for his mother. Well, he isn't a bad little kid, and he asked me to help him.
What did he mean when he said you had an agreement?
Oh, that's just his joke. He didn't mean anything. Now, don't tire yourself out worrying about things and asking a lot of questions, Mabel. You've got to take things easy.
I'm not tiring myself, but I want to know all about Sue.
Oh, well, all right, I'll tell you.
Wait a minute. I remember now. Sue was a girl you met last time you went to the city.
That's right, so she was. You're pretty good at remembering things, aren't you, Mabel?
What does Bobby know about her?
Well, Mabel, you see, Sue got a job up here.
Oh, did she?
Yes, but I wasn't going to say anything to you. Oh, you know how everyone in Snake Gully talks, and they knew I'd met her in the city, so I got her another job back in the city, and she went away again, and that's all there is to it.
Why didn't you tell me that right away?
Oh, I didn't think about it. Now, don't let's spoil everything, Mabel. I'd like to give you a kiss for every question you've asked me.
Stop it, Dave. Oh, Dave, you shouldn't.
Oh, yes, I should. I've got to make up for a lot of lost time.
Oh, Dave, you are awful.
You like kissing me, don't you, Mabel?
You shouldn't ask me that. Yeah,
but you do, don't you?
I suppose I do, though.
Dave? Mabel? I think you ought to come in.
All right, we're just coming in, Mum.
Yes, I must go in. Remember, Dave, the party's been given for me.
Then come along.
Did you know that Bobby and Mr. Jenkins have arrived?
Oh, too right we know.
Now, Dave, what about you reciting the green eye of the little yellow god?
Oh, Mum, I can't remember recitations. Oh, I'm too happy tonight anyway. Oh, just look at that lovely moon.
Well, you'll have plenty of other times to look at the moon, Dave. Come in and help to entertain the guests.
Yes, come on, Dave. We must go in now. I'm going in anyway.
Come on, Dave.
Oh, wait a minute, Mum. I want to talk to you.
Well, what's the matter?
We must keep Mabel away from young Bobby.
Why?
Because he knows all about that time Sue kissed me, and I don't want him to tell Mabel.
Oh, don't you think it would be better to tell Mabel the truth?
Oh, no. She wouldn't understand.
Well, I think she would understand, Dave.
Yes, Dad. In a minute.
What's the matter?
Oh, hey, listen, Dad. Come here, will you? Look, young Bobby Jenkins is here.
Yes, I know that. He's eaten half the Christmas cake already. He'll probably be ill tomorrow.
My Christmas cake never made anyone ill.
No, of course they don't, sir.
I want to talk to you, Dad. You'd better keep Mabel away from Bobby. You know what that kid is.
Yes, it's a bit difficult, isn't it?
Too right it is. Oh, something always happens when a man's happy. I never get a fair go.
Well, don't worry, Dave. Everything will be all right. Perhaps you can take young Bobby for a walk.
Oh, he won't go for a walk while there's any Christmas cake left.
We can't stay out here all the time. We're neglecting our guests.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Stick close to Bobby and amuse him.
Oh, it's just my luck to have to do a thing like that. I wanted to stick close to Mabel tonight.
Well, you can't. You'll have to keep that kid and Mabel apart.
Well, if I give him plenty to eat, he might get drowsy and fall asleep.
Dave, you're not to make the child overeat himself.
Well, I'm desperate, Mum.
Well, why don't you tell Mabel the truth? She'll understand.
No, she won't, Sarah. Women don't understand these things.
No, don't they? How do you know?
Well, maybe we'd better go in now. I'll do what I can to help you.
All right, then. Well, I'll go in and I'll stick close to Bobby all night.
Get up there. We'll get this old paddock done today, Dave. Come on, get the horse harnessed.
Well, the harness is a bit tangled, Dad. I don't know how it got like this.
It's your fault. You unharnessed the horse in such a hurry the other day that you didn't know what you were doing.
Whoa there! Steady, boy. Steady now.
It was a pretty good party last night, wasn't it?
Oh, I suppose it was all right for you, but I didn't have much fun sticking to Bobby all night.
Did you manage to keep Mabel and Bobby apart?
Oh, yes, I managed it all right, but I hardly had a chance to kiss Mabel goodnight.
Yeah, well, when are you going to see her again?
Oh, I'll probably slip over to her place tonight. Steady, boy, steady.
Well, that horse is a bit fresh.
Oh, he's all right.
We look like getting a drop of rain today.
Yes, yeah, we can deal with it anyway. Well, I don't suppose I'll be seeing much of Mabel after tomorrow.
Oh, why not?
Well, haven't you heard about this doctor bloke?
No, what about him?
Oh, some young doctor she met in the hospital down in the city. His name's Clive Ferris, and Mabel calls him Clive.
Oh, does she?
Yes. He seems pretty sweet on him.
Ah, you're just jealous.
Oh, I can't help being jealous, and Mabel's very easily impressed.
Yeah, you were true to her, and I suppose she's been true to you.
Well, why did she ask this doctor bloke to come and stay at their place?
Well, how do I know? Come on, let's get on with the plough, and you think too much about these things.
All right, get up there, get up.
You don't think Mabel is going to turn you down, do you, Dave?
Oh, well, she's still wearing me ring, but you can never tell, can you?
Yeah, well, maybe you'll be all right.
Mabel's a bit suspicious about Sue. Bobby didn't say much, but he said quite enough.
Oh, look what you're doing. Pull up the horse.
Whoa there. Steady, boy. Whoa.
The plough has fouled something. This paddock is full of rocks.
Has it broken the share?
Dave, this is due to your carelessness. There's a big piece out of the share.
Oh, well, I don't see why you should blame me.
Well, you've got your head so full of Mabel and making love instead of thinking of your job.
Well, I can't help it if the plough fouled a rock. Anyway, I'm worried.
So you ought to be worried, breaking a plough share like that.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about this Dr. Clive Ferris. I think Mabel's in love with him. He's coming tomorrow.
Will you stop thinking about Mabel and all your girlfriends? I've spent half the week at the station looking after your affair.
Yeah, well, Mabel wants me to go to the station tomorrow with her. She's got to meet this doctor.
Well, I'm not going to the station. You seem to spend half your life down there. You've forgotten how to be a farmer. That's why this accident happened. Yeah, what you ought to be is a railway porter.
Yeah, well, I'll get the plowshare mended. I'm asking your advice, Dad. What am I going to do about this Dr. Black?
Well, you're quite sure that Mabel's in love with him?
Oh, I'm not sure, but she talks about him a lot.
Well, what's the use of meeting trouble halfway? I suppose he was very good to Mabel.
Mm. She says he's young and good looking.
I'll have to get this plowshare into town and get it fixed.
Well, I'll take it into town tomorrow on my way to the station.
Oh, you'll forget all about it. You've got your head so full of other things. You've got a lot to worry about on this farm.
Well, what's worrying you, Dad?
Soil erosion.
What?
Soil erosion. Don't you know what that means? Don't you ever read the papers? Why, the papers have been full of it lately. Well, we've got it badly here on the farm.
Oh, I can't see it.
I'm getting an expert to come out and have a look over the place. But, of course, you wouldn't be interested.
Oh, yes, you know I'm interested, Dad.
Do you know that soil erosion is the biggest menace that farmers have to face in Australia?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, too right it is. And we've got to pull up our socks and do something about it.
You know, this Dr. Clive Ferris bloke's a menace to me.
Oh, Dave, can't I get any sense out of you? First you smash the plowshare and then you won't take any interest in the place at all.
I am taking an interest in it.
Well,
tell me some more about this soil erosion, Dave.
Well, I'll explain it to you, Dave. Now, pay attention to me.
Oh, I can't. Look, here's Mabel coming across the paddock.
Oh, cripes, what does she want here at this time of the day?
She's got someone with her.
Well, I'm very pleased to see Mabel come here. I'm glad she's better, but there's work to be done on the farm.
Oh, hello, Mabel. How are you?
Hello, Dave. Oh, I'm good, I think.
Who's that she's got with her?
Oh, I don't know. He's a stranger to me.
Hello, Dad and Dave. I want you to meet Dr. Clive Ferris. He came up by car today.